people need to lighten the fuck up. That's all I gotta say. Like, I don't know.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
Not bad. How's everything down in good old sunny Florida?
It's great. It's slightly overcast. It's, yeah, it is what it is.
It's like 100 degrees.
Not quite yet, no. But yeah, soon.
That's good. Did you have a good Easter? We just had Easter.
We did just have Easter. No, I didn't have my shadow, so I think that means, what, 6 more weeks of humidity?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, in Florida, that's even worse for you.
Yes, it is. It's horrendous.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Did you watch the Ten Commandments? You were at work, probably.
I did not watch the Ten Commandments. I've broken most of them, but I did not watch them.
This is the first year I didn't watch the stupid film.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you watch that movie at all?
It's a tradition, like, that goes back as a kid. Like, it's on, so you just kind of turn it on and you listen to So Shall It Be Written, So Shall It Be Done.
And oh, I just, okay.
I don't know. I guess I'm over it. I've seen it a lot, so whatever. And, like, you know, whatever.
Time to move on.
Time to move on. You know, it's easy enough to piss off people being an atheist without shitting on their movies, so.
That's right, because the movies are almost as true as the Bible.
Well, being that I can even piss off my 90-year-old grandmother, you know, whatever.
Oh, bridges the generation gap.
Or just tears it farther apart. Happened to piss her off on Easter morning by mentioning Zombie Jesus Day, but not saying Happy Zombie Jesus Day. It was just a, I know I get in trouble for it, so here's something else. So I put a picture up that explains the origin of Easter. The real Easter, not the Christianized version of it, but the real Easter. And she didn't like that. So.
Oh. Oh, well.
My mother got involved. It was pretty ugly.
Oh, are you out of the will?
Probably. Not that there was anything in the will to really shoot for, but whatever.
Well, you never know. Grandma could be a hoarder and have, like, a box of Civil War money under the bed or something.
No.
No?
No.
You've already checked?
Most of the stuff, I guess about 5 years ago, she decided to bring my parents, my aunt, and my uncle, and I think my sisters. I think I was living in Arkansas at the time, and gave them stickers, like those little round colored stickers.
Jesus. So they could mark what they want?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, so anything good has already been spoken for.
Oh.
Like, I'll be lucky if I get, like, pictures of me when I was a kid or something, you know.
Oh, well, that could be awesome.
Nah, whatever. But all the good stuff, all the high-priced stuff is gone.
Hmm. Well, then you just have to wait for your parents to kick.
No.
Or your sister.
No, I'd rather be poor than see them go. So.
Oh.
What?
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, you know, that was my Easter.
That sounds great.
But, you know, living with a Catholic who understands that I don't believe in God, she doesn't make me go to church on Easter morning. She doesn't make me get dressed up. She just, you know, whatever.
Hmm.
We did an Easter egg hunt for the kid, and that was plenty.
That was enough?
That was enough.
What did you hide in the eggs?
Candy.
Oh. There's not one that's got, like, a $5 bill in it or something?
No. When I was a kid, like, what my parents used to do, like, we used to hard-boil eggs and then color them, and then the Easter Bunny would tape money to it, like quarters and nickels and dimes. So you were always looking for the ones with the quarters on them. But we haven't really gotten into that with her yet.
They would tape money
to the real eggs.
Real eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not like they're putting them inside the eggs.
Okay.
Just tape to the outside.
Sure. Okay.
That was part of the Easter Bunny thing.
And then when you don't find them all, do you wait a few days till they start to stink?
No, they pretty much knew where they all were, so they would go back and check.
They go back and check.
Yeah.
They're not standing there counting, going,
Well, you know, if it was 24 eggs and you wind up with 22 eggs, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. So, we toyed with the idea of coloring eggs with the kid this year, but I don't think she's quite ready.
Yeah.
I think we got another year before she really understands. I'm the only one in the house that eats eggs, so, like, we'd only be doing, like, half a dozen anyway.
Right.
And then it's just too much of a pain and too messy. So, whatever.
Well, that's fun.
Sure, if you say so.
That's fun. okay.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be on a ferry in South Korea.
Well, yeah.
Or under the ferry in South
Korea. Under the ferry, wherever. Yes, that's it. It's a horrible way to spend a holiday. Horrible, horrible.
I don't know, that's kind of sad.
It is very sad, but it's kind of sad that those things still happen in the world as far advanced as we seem to think we are.
But we're not as far advanced as that.
Correct.
Everybody likes to think it, but we're not. Like, the fact that you can lose an airplane, the fact that you can flip a boat and have the entire crew, almost the entire crew, get off before the passengers, like, we're not to the level where that they say we are.
Yes. I would have to agree wholeheartedly.
I mean, it's just weird because the world just seems to be just one giant buzzkill right now. Like, every corner of this globe, there's something bad going on.
Mm-hmm.
You got troops marching in the Ukraine. You got Russian aircraft buzzing U.S. ships. Like, just it's all fucked up.
You've got people being forced to get bad haircuts in North Korea.
Yeah. Well, North Korea is its own fucking, its own nightmare.
Yes, it is.
But I don't know. It's very, very weird. All right, so John, I got a thing for you.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm flattered, but I'm not interested.
Nice. So you're from Boston, or at least the Boston area.
Correct.
There was a list comprised of 21 things that you have to explain to out-of-towners about Boston.
Okay, so define them for you?
Well, I would like you to tell me whether or not these are true.
Okay.
So number one is that Quincy Market isn't that great.
Well, first of all, it's Quincy Market, not Quincy. Quincy was the corner.
It's spelled Quincy. Quincy.
It is. And the president was John Quincy Adams.
Right.
But it's called Quincy.
Okay, so Quincy Market isn't that great.
No, it's not. It is a shithole.
It says this grand old historic building is now a glorified, really long, really, really crowded food court.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that locals steer clear of the hot mess.
For the most part, yeah. Because most of the vendors in there are either chains or they're not that good. And for the most part, it's got some novelty shopping there. You know, there's like an Urban Outfitters, there's a Newbury Comics, but yeah, it's a tourist trap. It's okay. Like south of the border.
Oh.
You've ever been to south of the border? That's what Quincy Market is.
I've driven by it. I've never actually stopped at south of the border.
Quincy Market is where allegedly the Revolutionary War began. when Black Man Crispus Attucks was killed.
Oh, that's where it happened?
That's where it happened.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And you can get tours there by somebody dressed as Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin didn't live in Boston?
Actually, he did. He's buried in Boston. He's buried in New York. His parents are from Boston.
Oh.
The family grave is in Boston. But he's married. He's buried in Philadelphia.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, the original Cheers bar isn't the one you just saw on Quincy Market because you insisted on going there anyway because you don't listen.
Oh, that's true, but there really is no original Cheers bar. There is a bar that the creators went to and kind of based the look of the bar on.
Right.
But it's, you can't walk in there and go, oh, that's Norm's bar stool. As much as you would love to.
It says it's by the public garden.
Correct.
And inside it, it looks nothing like the one on the show. Melville's is not upstairs. Nope. Nobody will know your name. What's that? You want to go anyway? Sigh.
Yeah, but the best thing going for it is you can take your picture outside of it.
Uh-huh.
So in those few shots on the series where they ever show the outside of the building.
Right.
That was the building they used in the filming.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it looks nothing like the TV show.
Now, did you go to it before the TV show, or were you one of those people that said, let's go to that bar?
It was, by the time I was in college, Cheers was already on TV.
Oh, okay.
But it was right around the corner from where I went to college.
Oh, okay.
So once or twice, yes, I did end up there.
On the floor without any pants?
No.
Oh. Number three, the Freedom Trail is really, really long.
Yes, it is.
It says it's 2.5 miles end to end.
Uh-huh. Which isn't really that long.
No.
But it's really spread out.
Oh, okay.
And you have to do it at least once.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, you either do it with a school group or I did it with Boy Scouts. And yeah, you see a lot of old buildings and cemeteries.
Is that what it is? It's just a bunch of like historical landmarks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. But you know where it is because there's a red brick line that runs through the city. So you follow that red line.
Oh, okay. Number four. Not everybody parks the car in Harvard Yard.
No, because parking there sucks. You don't park the car.
There is no parking in Harvard Yard. Please don't say this ever, is what the thing says.
I would agree with that. That is true.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the yard of Harvard would not have any parking in it. The term wicked pissa means actually really good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or something could be pissa.
Something could be pissa. Okay.
Pissa.
And that means good.
That means good, yes.
So wicked pissa is really good.
Really, really good.
Is just
it's
good.
It's wicked pissa.
If you need a water fountain, ask for a bubbler. Or bubbla.
Bubbla.
We also put Jimmy's, not sprinkles, on their ice cream.
Correct.
And buy booze at a packy?
At a packy, a package store.
Okay.
Yep. And it used to be that on Sunday you had to go across the border to New Hampshire to buy liquor because we had blue laws. That there are certain things on Sunday you could not buy because of the Puritans from 200 years ago. Very bizarre.
So stupid.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It'd be weird walking into a store. Like, only certain stores would be open on Sundays anyway, but they would have certain things, like, roped off. You couldn't buy certain things on Sunday.
I've seen that. I've seen it when they made the town in Arkansas that I lived in wet. It was under the caveat that you couldn't buy anything on Sundays, so you would walk into Walmart and they would have whole aisles roped off.
Mm.
Where the wine and liquor was.
Yeah, well, I mean, this was stuff like clothes.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. There's certain things you could not buy on Sunday.
That's really bizarre.
Yes.
Okay. Number six. Don't even bother trying to spell Worcester or Gloucester.
Worcester or Gloucester.
Worcester.
Worcester.
Or Gloucester by sounding them out.
Gloucester. You know, like the Gloucester fishermen.
Like Perfect Storm.
Yes.
Were they Gloucester fishermen?
They were from Gloucester.
Yeah. And what was the other one?
Worcester. Worcester. Even though it looks like Worcester.
Yeah, it does. W-O-R-C-E-S-T-R.
Yeah, it's pronounced W-O-O-S-T-E-R. Worcester.
You guys are weird up there.
Hey.
Okay. Number seven. Southie isn't really like all those Ben Affleck movies starring Casey Affleck.
You know, it kind of is and it isn't. And I know that because I was born in Southie.
Oh, were you?
I was born in Southie, and my grandfather was a bartender at the L Street Tavern, which was in Good Will Hunting.
Okay.
I remember going to Southie for the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, you are just connected to local legend, aren't you?
Yeah, but it Southie's really run down, for the most part. Yeah.
It says that it seems parts of Southie now seem like an extension of the South End. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, sure.
The South End of Boston? The South End, like, what's...
The South End of Boston was very Italian.
Okay.
And now it's kind of, I don't know, urban... There's kind of an urban renewal going on, so like yuppies and gay couples are moving in.
So what's the difference between South End and Southie? Like, Southie is a town? Or is Southie...
Southie is South Boston.
Okay.
And the South End, or the North End, those are both parts of the city of Boston.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't put South End or North End, comma Boston, Mass, you know... It's not the name of the town. It's just what they call it.
Oh, okay. You say so. Let's see. Number eight. Everyone here drives like a masshole.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Says,
have you ever seen a Massachusetts left? Do you know what that is?
Yes, you do it from the far right lane.
It says any hesitation at all while driving or walking for that matter gets you an earful of car horn.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
And it says don't take it personally when Nana flips you the bird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So have you ever driven in New York?
No, I have not.
No. I'm just wondering what the difference it like which one is easier to drive in.
I would say New York.
New York?
Yeah, if you're not aiming for the off ramp at like 85 miles an hour, you're not going to make it.
Oh. Yeah, I remember when I first got my license driving through Pennsylvania, going to Philadelphia, and being scared shitless because of how narrow the streets are and how fast everybody's going, and then driving into New York and being like, oh, this is way better than fucking Philadelphia. I'm just wondering if Boston was the same way.
No, Boston is 100 times worse.
Oh, okay.
They don't call us massholes for nothing.
Number nine, we don't call it Beantown anymore, so neither should you.
Yeah, that's correct.
And it's basically because of the Boston baked beans?
Yes.
And
it's because of an old Bill Bixby Marriott Hartley TV show called Goodnight Beantown.
Oh, okay. And was that popular? Was that a popular to call Boston when you were a kid? No.
Yeah, they always called it and some people still call it Beantown.
Okay. Let's see. Number 10. On the weekends, bars close at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
Well, yeah.
It says if you're going to feel early, it's going to feel early if you're used to New York City hours. Good news, though, the T, that's the train, now runs until 3 a.m. on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
It used to stop at 12:45. This made sense to no one.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. The cab situation is abysmal. This is number 11.
Sure.
You won't get one when you need one. You'll be treated like a pariah if you call dispatch. You can't hail a Boston cab in Cambridge or a Cambridge cab in Boston. It costs $38.50 to go 4 blocks. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Every trip somehow requires a detour through Ted Williams Tunnel. And if you think the driving of the rest of the population is scary, wait till you see the cabbies. So by your laughter, I'm assuming that that's very true.
Yeah, it is.
So Cambridge and Boston are two different towns really close to each other?
Yeah.
And if you're a cab from Boston, you don't stop for people in Cambridge?
Yeah, it's one of those weird things.
Okay. Number 12. Yes, there really is a Dunkin' Donuts on every corner.
True.
That's true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number 13. There is no tunnel to the Cape and no bridge to the Vineyard.
That is correct.
Is that, does that get asked a lot? Where's the...
That's one of those stupid things you tell tourists.
Oh, okay. You just take the tunnel to the Cape?
You take the tunnel to the Cape. It's a lot faster.
That's a, is that an effort to keep tourists off the streets of Boston?
Yeah. It's yeah, an effort to get them lost and send them to Connecticut.
Oh. See, everybody knew how to come down to the Jersey Shore when I was a kid, so there was no... None of that crap.
Yeah, well...
Number 14. Not every Irish pub here is authentic, but they all claim to be.
Well, I think that's true anywhere.
It says, the louder they broadcast their authenticity, the more suspect you should be.
True.
For your best pint of Guinness, find a quiet corner bar filled with old men tucking into shepherd's pie or bangers and mash.
Sure.
Or just go to JP, whatever that is.
Jamaica Plain.
Okay.
That's another town.
Okay. Number 15, winters are ... challenging.
Yes.
They start early, the end late. Nor'easter might be the worst pseudo word in the English language. If the snow doesn't get you, the frigid, persistent winds will.
Yes.
Maybe plan your visit for June.
That's funny, because that's what I'm doing.
Does how hot does it get in Boston for the summer?
Oh, it gets shitty. It gets pretty bad. Yeah.
Gets over 100?
No, but it's...
The humidity?
It's the humidity. It's the heat. It's, yeah. It's oppressive.
Okay.
It's city heat.
It's city
heat. It's city heat.
Okay.
That's the only way to describe it.
Okay. I think the best summer that I ever spent were the ones that I was in college in Wisconsin for, because they're so far north that it doesn't get over 85 ever.
Mm.
The flip side of that is it snows 10 months out of the year. So,
right.
You know, take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Number 16, the big dig is over. And you helped us pay for the most expensive, troubled, ridiculed nightmare of a highway project ever in the U.S.
I would agree with that, yes. The Big Dig was this massive project to alleviate traffic congestion through the city of Boston.
Okay.
Which consisted of building new tunnels and building new bridges, and it's just sucked ass.
Oh, okay.
And it's still shitty.
Okay. The number 17, the street system defies geometry and human logic.
Yes, it makes no sense whatsoever.
It looks like the work of a 5-year-old using a broken spirograph.
I would agree.
Every street is one way in the opposite direction you need to go. Just walk and forget driving. Considered downtown one of those closed courses for professional drivers that you see on commercials. Is it that bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really bad.
Wow.
You know, you see exactly where you want to go, and it's like two buildings in on the end of the street, but it's a one-way street, so you got to find a way to get around and then try to navigate your way back to there, and yeah, it's awful.
Number 18, Candlepin bowling is better than what you call bowling.
Yes.
Okay.
What and I'm really surprised that candlepin bowling is such a Boston thing.
It describes candlepin bowling.
It's the smaller balls, and it's different shaped pins.
Oh, okay.
So the balls are easier to handle.
Okay.
And, yeah. What's I mean, it? I'm, like, surprised that there are not any candlepin bowling alleys or lanes anywhere.
But it's a, is it, like, a full-size bowling lane?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just palm-sized balls that you can just, that you can just whip down the alley at differently shaped pins?
Yes.
Okay, that's weird. I gotta look that up. Hang on. No, I'm intrigued now. Candle pin bowling. Let's see. Oh. Yeah, that's different.
Hmm.
And are those? Is that only in Boston?
I don't know. I haven't. I could have sworn growing up when I watched bowling on Saturdays on TV that they had candlepin leagues, but I have not seen it since leaving Boston. We used to go bowling in Fields Corner.
Huh. Let's see if there's any candlepin bowling lanes in Boston. Or not in Boston, in Charleston. I wonder if that's the same. I wonder if, okay, down here do they call it duck pin bowling?
I have no idea.
No, that's completely different. Those are
the pins. The pins look like ducks.
The pins have a wider bottom.
No, that's not these.
No, I saw candlepin bowling in Charleston. Come on, Charleston bowling, Charleston duck pin bowling. I guess duck pin is the version down here. Maybe it is always only up there. That's weird. Okay. Number 19, we get the day off for the Boston Marathon. Really? Is that like a national holiday?
Well, we get the day off for Patriots Day.
Oh.
which will be tomorrow, or which will be Monday the 21st, which is when the Boston Marathon is held.
Okay.
So, yes, you do get the day off for Boston Marathon. It usually falls during your spring break. If you're in school.
Okay. I was just reading their little thing, but it doesn't really... It just says that Patriots Day is the celebration of kicking the crap out of the British during the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
And getting an official holiday for it.
Yes. If you went to Catholic school, you got tons of holidays off.
Well... Yeah, that's Catholic school.
That's right.
Okay, now number 20, I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce this, but it's the way that it's spelled. A frappe is a frappe.
A frap is a frap.
Oh, is that just frap?
Uh-huh.
It's not a milkshake, and you'll never understand. And when you're leaving... Wait, what? It's not a milkshake, and you'll never understand. And when are you leaving anyway? So what's the difference between a frap and a milkshake?
A frap is more like a thick chocolate or flavored milk.
Okay.
And a milkshake is obviously made with milk.
So it's like drinking a really thick Yoo-hoo?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh. Okay. They got a picture of one. It looks like a milkshake to me.
It does.
But it says it's not. So number 21, I guess, is going to be more subjective than the rest, that it's better than New York. You've been to both. Which one? Is Boston just better because it's home for you?
Or do you
like New York?
They're both so different. So different.
Okay.
Well, Well, so there you
well,
go.
Well, well. So there you go. There's the 21 things that you have to explain to out-of-town driver to out-of-town tourists, and John says they're all correct.
They are.
So there you go.
Yes. So if you're planning a trip to Boston, please don't.
Damn, John.
Please go somewhere else. Please go somewhere else.
They just want to see where you call home.
We don't need them. We really don't. It's okay. Thanks, but, you know, no thanks.
Save your money, go somewhere else?
Yes, or just send us your money and go somewhere else.
Oh, well, there you go.
Because that works, too.
Make those checks payable to John.
That's right.
I get half for bringing it up.
I'll give you half of the check once I cash it.
I don't trust you.
That's very wise. Trust no one.
All right, so that's my test for this week for you.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was looking for another test that I saw that we could do on air, but I don't remember where it was. And apparently, I didn't bookmark it. So
apparently,
I didn't do it.
See, if you put it on the Facebook page, then people could have followed along with us.
I know, but I got a lot going on.
I guess.
Maybe I put it on my iPad.
Maybe you did.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
All right.
Is this it? And for the life of me, I can't remember what it was. I looked at it. I was like, this is perfect for John.
But you have no idea what it was.
No idea where it was, where I put it, or what I did with it. So.
Bummer.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
It's still that I'm still not sleeping, so it's still that insomnia thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good excuse.
I tried to do the thing where I thought about like being in a quiet field or whatever, and I just
yeah.
doesn't work.
Drugs and alcohol, that'll work. Trust me.
That's if this happens too much longer, that might be the case.
A couple of Tylenol PM. It's not addictive.
Yeah, I may try that. And then I can say John got me hooked on speed.
On Tylenol PM.
On Tylenol PM.
You horrible thing. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Just saying.
That's it.
So if you've been watching, I'm sure you've been watching. Did you watch this last week's episode of the Jim Henson Creature Challenge?
Yes.
Where they made the heads?
Yes.
Did you know that we used to work with one of the puppeteers?
We did?
That was on that? Yep.
I didn't notice. I was looking at the puppeteers.
My wife recognized him.
Was it John Kennedy? Apparently not.
I can't remember. I'll have to ask her. But apparently he worked in the same place that we did.
Hell?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And now he's a big star.
I wouldn't say that.
He's sticking his hand in a taxidermied head.
Apparently he's a understudy for Kermit.
Okay.
So, I don't know. You have a friend that's a Muppeteer too, so, I mean...
Yes, I do.
You know, I don't know where the hierarchy is for those things, but... What are you listening to?
You know, I really fucking hate these autoplay videos. Just saying.
Okay.
The heads. Oh, there it is. Yeah, the episode was called Heads Up.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Are there any photos? Let's see.
I don't know.
Oh, there's only 12 photos, so I would assume no.
Probably not of the puppeteers. No, probably of the heads. I really like this show, and I can't put my finger on why.
I do too.
Because it's the exact same formula as Face Off, and I don't like Face Off.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's just more mechanical things that, because I like building things and I like working with my hands. So yeah. Watching them like build the faces and build the eye mechanisms and stuff is interesting to me.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when they're putting just makeup on a person, that does absolutely nothing for me. Loses my interest.
I can see that.
So, I mean, I like this way better. I think I like the way that they judge better.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they're not getting up and going over to the, whatever the creature is and like being 2 inches away from it and saying, well, this doesn't match this. Well, but it's going to be on camera.
I had 3 days to do 4 weeks of work, you asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's with all the mascara?
And that's the other thing. Like the amount of work that these people are able to do in 3 days.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
To where the Brian Henson is saying that looks really good. Is just amazing.
Yes.
And I know Face Off is the same way of you only get a couple days to do this work, where like if you were on a motion picture, like I'm sure the Henson Company never was in a situation where they only had 3 days to produce a working puppet for a project, because mm-hmm. you go through months of design and testing and all that kind of crap too.
Yes.
So I would assume that the ability to do that in the time frame really shows what kind of people these artists are.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen you do some amazing stuff too, so.
Oh, please.
I have.
Please.
I have.
Please. Keep going. Please.
I've seen you do some props that in a couple of days that I'm like, holy crap, that's looks really good. Stuff that I can't do. So.
Well, I think we all do different things well, so.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to give you props.
Well, thank you.
After you gave props. Ba-dum boomps.
Interesting. So you're not going to say the name of this person?
I don't remember the name of the person, to be quite honest. I haven't really slept in like a week, so. You got to cut me a little slack. You're lucky I'm upright to do the show.
That's kind of dangerous, you know?
Well, I don't know. I don't feel tired. I just don't sleep.
That's kind of freaky.
Can't really remember anything right now.
Okay.
Does it give you a list of puppeteers' names?
No.
Because one of the builders is from Kissimmee.
Yes.
How do you spell puppeteer? Puppeteer? Yeah.
P-U-P-P-E-T.
Jim Henson Creature Challenge. It's got its own Wikipedia page. Okay. Heads up. Of course not. They give you everything. Oh, this is exciting. Now that we're just looking things up. maybe Artie Esposito?
I do not know that person.
Oh, one of the guys was one of the puppeteers who played Michelangelo in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Ooh.
Before becoming a turtle, he had an 18-year theatrical career, including 5 Broadway shows.
And who is that?
This is Michelin Sisti?
Okay.
I don't know. All I can tell you is that my wife recognized this guy.
Hmm.
Maybe Victor Uredd? Uredd?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay, well, I'll have to ask her again. Because she was like, holy shit, we know him. I was like, really?
I don't maybe, she, maybe you don't know him.
It could be. It really could be.
Because, yeah, I have no idea who the hell that is. But thanks for playing.
What about Sean Johnson?
What about Sean Johnson? He's a douche.
Is that a name you know?
I have no idea. Nope.
Michael Osterum?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. All right, well, let's move on, because... well, fuck me. That went nowhere.
There you have it.
Anyway, as I was saying, I really like the show, and I think everybody should watch it.
Well, there you go.
But I really liked... See, sci-fi is great at destroying shows that I really like, because I really liked that... when they would go and they would auction off the props. What the hell was that called? Hollywood Treasure?
Yes.
Movie Treasure? Hollywood Treasure? Something like that?
Hollywood Treasures.
Yeah, I like that show too, and that's off the air. They fucking canceled Farscape, and they canceled fucking Battlestar.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn sci-fi channel. It's not wrestling or a ghost show. They don't really want it.
Yeah, right.
Bastards.
Mother truckers. Yes.
Well, whatever.
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 Well, I am happy to announce that I am almost through with season 2 of Game of Thrones.
Nice.
I've got one episode less left.
So you've been through the Battle of Blackwater?
What was Blackwater?
Where they have the big battle with the ships on the lake or on the water next to King's Landing?
No, that hasn't happened yet. No, it must have happened because Tyrion or whatever his name is now the Hand.
Yeah, that's...
But I don't remember it being a big battle scene.
Then you have more than one episode left.
No, all I have is Valor Morghulis or whatever it's called.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Because we're in season 4, right?
And I'm in season 2.
Game of Thrones. Peter Dinklage. Season 2. Yes, the one that you should have watched was called Blackwater.
Really?
Yes. I'm really sure that Blackwater is the Battle of Blackwater. Like, it should be.
Are you sure?
Well, what happened in the episode that you just watched? When did you watch it?
Like, right before this. So they found the cripple and the other little boy and the girl living in the crypt underneath Winterfell.
Okay.
And all of a sudden they've disappeared. Everybody, Theon and everybody have fled. They've burned the castle down. And now they're walking north.
Right. So, you didn't see Stannis arrive in a big boat to King's Landing?
I saw him on a boat.
Maybe you're missing... Okay, because this is very weird.
Very weird.
Because even the one before that, called The Prince of Winterfell, Stannis shows up at King's Landing ready for battle.
Did I miss a disc? Just when I thought I was doing so good.
Have you seen Theon's sister Yara arrive at Winterfell yet?
Yes.
Okay, so you've seen that.
Yes.
And Theon learns that his dad wants him home.
Yes.
John's been taken prisoner by the wildlings?
Yes.
Okay.
Jamie's been sent back to King's Landing with the big bull dyke.
Okay. But you saw Stannis approaching King's Landing, right? In a boat?
Yes.
I think you have two more episodes. I think.
But Tyrion is already in the castle as the Hand.
Right. He should have been the Hand most of season two.
Well, no. He had. No. Who's the father?
Tywin.
Tyrion. Tywin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you would know if you saw the Battle of Blackwater.
Okay, I have not seen the Battle of Blackwater. The last thing I saw was Daenerys finds her dragons and ends up killing the warlock in Qarth. And then she goes back to the black guy and steals the key to his treasure.
Yeah, that's the episode before.
Okay, so maybe I have two episodes left.
Yeah.
Damn it, I was so close.
But it's good that you're watching. It's good that you're almost through season two.
Yes.
Now, do you have season three on disc?
I don't yet. I should have it by Tuesday.
Nice.
So then I'll go through that.
Nice.
Just can't wait for Joffrey to get killed. Oh, and the White Walkers come in at the end of the last episode I saw.
Okay.
And the camera just pulls back and there's like hundreds and hundreds of them.
Why do I feel like you're watching these out of order?
Who's we?
I feel like you're watching these out of order. And I don't know why.
I don't know.
I don't know. See, when you get to that point, I'll hook you up with an HBO Go thing and you'll be able to watch this season too.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
So you don't have to wait a long time.
But things do happen awfully fast.
Well, you're also dealing with like 1,000-page books that they're cutting into 10
hours. That's what I'm thinking is, yeah.
So lots of stuff. And the way that I understand it, the books, each chapter is written from the standpoint of a different character.
Oh.
So you're not, it's not a threaded narrative. It's, you're seeing this scene from the perspective of Jaime Lannister, or you're seeing this from the perspective of Bran, or like Jon Snow or somebody like that. It's not like then Jon Snow entered the castle. It's like, then I entered the castle and I did this.
Hmm.
So
okay.
It's interesting from what I've been told, like it's really hard to keep up, and it's kind of hard to keep up in the show too.
Yeah.
Of who is who without them saying, well, this is this person's kid. And you're like, oh, okay. Because they introduce things in season one that they won't get back to until like season three.
Really?
And you're like, wait, who are these people again? Oh, that's right. We saw them once. So be prepared.
Oh, okay. Exciting.
The other weird thing is that the kids age really fast.
Yeah.
And like it's only supposed to be a year between the beginning of the show and now.
Oh, really?
So, like, you look at Bran in season four and you're like, that's not the same actor. And you're like, yeah, he's just aged. Oh, okay. Mm. So he's like eight, but he looks like he's like 14.
Interesting. Do his legs grow back?
Into wings.
Into wing? Oh, awesome.
And you'll notice, I think it starts to happen in season two, but there's less and less gratuitive nudity as it goes on.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was some boob, but not much.
But like,
not as much as before.
I don't know if it happens in season two or season three, but there's this really bizarre scene with Littlefinger.
Yes.
And he's talking to one of his whores in the brothel. And in the middle of it, he has them start making out with each other.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Okay, yeah, like, and it makes no sense within the narrative of the episode. Like, all of a sudden, these girls are making out with each other. Okay. Mm. But it does get to be less and less.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. It seemed like season one, they were just like, where can we shoehorn boobs into?
And where can we find ugly girls to show their boobs? Because that's what I'm wondering. It's like, how do they cast that show?
I don't know.
That you've got these Shakespearean actors, and it's like, oh, yes, and then you have to flash yourself, or you're in a scene where you're raped with a stag scepter.
I'm sure that's all discussed beforehand. I'm sure they're going down the list going, do you have any issues with nudity? No. Okay. You have any issues with rape? Well, maybe. All right. Well, what if it's not with a penis? Well, okay.
Yeah.
It's a really good show, though.
It is. It's very good. It's interesting. It's keeping my interest, and so that's good.
And that's the thing. Like, you go into it, and you think Lord of the Rings, and you think, oh, God, this is going to be one drawn-out thing where it's going to take them all season to walk to King's Landing.
Right.
And then, like, the next thing you know, they're arriving at the gates, and you're like, oh, okay. So it's not just going to be, like, talking.
Yes.
There's actual, like, action and things going on.
Yes. It'd be very interesting to catch up to where everybody else is.
And if you go back and go on YouTube and you look up Game of Thrones visual effects,
mm-hmm.
and see exactly how much digital work is in these episodes, it'll blow your mind, because there are whole things where it's just like one little tent.
Yes.
And then you see the show and it's a field full of tents and people cooking, and it just blows your mind of how much is actually done that you don't think is being done.
Yes, but I was noticing in the scene with all the White Walkers that it actually looked like the same people were popping up as the scene was being overlaid.
Yeah, well, they can't get everything great.
That's right. They're doing the best they can.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I'm looking forward to catch up.
Yeah,
see what all the buzz is.
It's really good. Season three, there's a lot of big surprises. There's been a couple of really good surprises so far in season four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I can't tell you, but...
No, don't. I want to find out for my own self.
I mean, did it shock you in any way that they killed Sean Bean off in the first season?
Yes. I mean, it shocked me that I thought he was going to be more, you know, more of a character throughout the whole thing. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and it just kind of happens. They're like, hey, within the span of like an episode, he goes from being the hand of the king to all of a sudden being a traitor. And at the very end of the episode, they just lop his head off. And you're like, wait, whoa, huh? All the posters, all the season one stuff was him sitting in the throne. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess it's not going to be his story then.
Right.
And it gets weirder from there. Like, they just kill people left and right. And, like, you think that Daenerys's brother is going to be really important?
Apparently not.
In the first season. And then,
right.
Like, all of a sudden he's gone and you're like, huh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen here. But I like it. I think it's... I think it's better written than Walking Dead because they have books to go by.
As opposed to comic books?
Well, they stick very closely to the books in Game of Thrones. Like, to the point where I've heard writers talk about how they've been given which chapters to write into the episode. And you just go along and you figure out what works and what doesn't and how to reword it to work within the confines. But it's within the confines of those pages of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Where Walking Dead is, they're way off book. They've made up characters that aren't in any of the comics. And they're telling stories that now have nothing to do with the comic books. Yes. Where Game of Thrones, the showrunners are like, well, what do we do when we catch up to George R. R. Martin, who's way behind on writing these books?
Right.
So I guess they sat him down and said, you have to tell us how this all ends. Because at some point we may catch up to you. And if that's the case, you're going to have to guide us to the end.
Good point.
It's interesting that they're sticking that close to it. That they believe in the material that much where it's just like, all right, well, we'll let it go.
And very cool.
You'd like the show since there's a little person in it.
I do love the little people.
But, you know, the best part is he steals every scene he's in.
He does. And it's interesting seeing how powerful he is.
Yeah.
You know, he's not strong, but boy, can he manipulate the shit out of people.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Because he's had to. Because he's just
an imp. A little person. Yep. He's the imp.
I wish I had bought that shirt at MegaCon that said Impin' Ain't Easy. Where it had the picture of him sitting on the throne. Damn it.
Yes. Oh, well. Next year.
Next year. If they have it.
Yes.
Because they suck. So what else are you watching on TV? Anything good?
No, it's that shitty time of the year where there's not much on.
Yeah, I noticed there'd be like one new episode and then 2 weeks off.
Yeah,
one new episode. And
3 weeks off.
3 weeks off.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of sucky.
I was very surprised. Are you watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
I was very surprised how much they gave away of the Winter Soldier movie by watching that very next episode.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain things in the show where you're like, if you saw the movie after you've seen the show, it'd totally spoil it for you.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't have to see the movie.
Well, first, if you want to see the Winter Soldier storyline.
Uh-huh.
But everything that's going on with S.H.I.E.L.D. was completely given away on the TV show.
So the whole Samuel L. Jackson character plot point?
Yes, that, the Hydra thing, all that stuff were major plot twists within the movie.
Really?
Yeah. So now if you go to see Winter Soldier, you're like, oh, I already knew all that. Like, none of that is a surprise. Really, really fucked up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's like not really much on TV these days. Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Thank God I have, you know, 2 seasons of Game of Thrones to plow through this weekend and see what else comes up.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, go to our Facebook page, listen to us on Stitcher, all that good stuff, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week. Happy birthday, John.
Yeah, whatever. That is what's dead cannot be killed.